If you need an employer who does the thinking for you, and if you like a same predictable situation that rolls on like the mighty Mississippi without changing course, should you be the highly sensitive type who must be handled with tact and kid gloves? Don't work for a Sagittarius. He's impulsive, restless, and as tactful as a Sherman tank. You'll have to learn to live with the way he says what's on his mind. The idea of intrigue and secrecy is alien to him. He runs his business with the same candor as he conducts his personal life, and that's an awesome recommendation. However, Sagittarius is a sensitive, generous executive. He doesn't operate in a straitjacket, and he doesn't expect that you will either. He's exciting to work for, if you can let the bluntness pass. And he doesn't mean to hurt you. It just comes out that way.
If your firm has an opening, and what you have in mind is a quiet sort of person who doesn't make waves, keeps to himself and stays out of your way, and your hair, if the last thing in the world you need is another idea man, don't hire a Sagittarius. He makes his presence felt in one way or another. He'll be curious about everything that's going on. And there are some that can do a 20-minute routine during a 5-minute coffee break. As for ideas, they'll fly like arrows at Custer's last party. They may sound like Rube Goldberg's inventions, but just one could be a major breakthrough for your organization. With encouragement and some chance to change the scenery from time to time, you can have a very good thing going when you hire a Sagittarian.